The Lord can take the bad person and make them into a good. He can take the sinner and make him into a saint. He can take a heart full of hate and cleanse it and fill it with his love. He can take the violent man and make him a harmless man. He can take the immoral person and infuse virtue into them and cause them to live a moral life. That's what Jesus does. He can take the persecutor and make him into the persecuted. Not that he would persecute, but make the enemy of Jesus into his friends. That's why I believe Jesus is going to win in this great struggle that's going on in our world. I get so distressed about the things that are happening in our world, but Jesus will win because he has the power to change people. Look what happened to Saul, who had held the coats of the people who stoned Stephen. In fact, later on in another of his book, he said he voted for his death. He was there urging them on. He was in hearty agreement with that. And then he went around persecuting the church, throwing men and women into prison, voting for their death, persecuting the way of Jesus Christ with all his might. Listen to what happened to him and what Jesus did to him. Chapter 9 of Acts, first verse. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any believers belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do. The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither ate nor drank. The Lord deals with each person with wisdom, and when he calls a person to himself, sometimes he smacks us down. Sometimes he loads on us a great guilt for our sins. Sometimes he brings hardship into our life, hopelessness, so that we may find hope in the gospel. But Jesus will win this world against all persecution, against all falseness, against all lies, against everything that's contrary to the gospel. Jesus will win. And someday he's coming back, and he will set everything right in this world. That will be a great day for us. Father in heaven, I thank you for dealing harshly with me sometimes, Lord, when I was far astray, when I was away from you. Thank you for some of the bad things that happened to me that smacked me down in life, for it helped me to look around for hope, the hope of the gospel. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.